Today's shiur is dedicated in the memory of Leonard Merker Eliezer ben Yeshua HaKoyen on his 54th yahrzeit. Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Ask the Gemara Tanan. We are going to learn a Mitzvah Shem in a Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Hamevi get Medina Sayam. If someone brings a get from the Medina Sayam, very yachalema b'fanei nechtam, and he's unable to say b'fanei nechtam, im yesh olav edim, if there are witnesses signed to this get, yiskay mechesamav, we should bring people, as we've discussed previously. There is a procedure for kiyam. There's a procedure how to certify a shtar. Typically, you either bring people who could testify that they recognize that these are the signatures of these Edim, or if Bezdin has on file the signature of these Edim, they compare these signatures, and if they see that the signatures that they have on file are similar to the signatures of the Edim sign, we're able to certify the get. For Vinimba, and in order to try to understand that Mishnah, we asked the question, Ravinaba, we tried to understand the Mishnah, and it's important to point out. Sometimes we find the Gemara asks a question and uses the word Meisvei. And sometimes the Gemara asks the question and says, Ravinaba, we try to understand. And what is the rule? When does the Gemara use the word Ravinaba, and when does the Gemara use the word Meisvei? So the explanation is that if it's a word, if it's a question from one brisa to another brisa, from a Mishnah to brisa or so, then the word that's used is meisvei. When the question that's being posed is in trying to understand the words of the Mishnah itself, then the word that is used, vavinaba. And we try to understand, my, what is the definition of the, what is meant when it says, eni yochel oimer. Ilema, if we'll say the simplest explanation, then it's a cherish. That somebody, and as we often say, the definition of a cherish is somebody who can't hear or speak. And throughout halacha, such an individual is considered a individual who is ein bandas. And not only, says the Tiferes Yisrael, if he was unfortunately born that way, does he have that halachic status. But even if he was born healthy, but he became an individual who's ena shemeiv, ena medaber, he becomes, as far as the halacha is concerned, as an individual who doesn't have the proper intellect. So ask the Gemara, if the individual who's bringing the get is a cherish, ask the Gemara, cherish barasui gitahu, is a cherish an individual who could bring a get? For Tanan, we're going to learn in another Mishnah later in our Masechta, on daf chof gimel amin aleph, hakuk shem lovius a get. Everyone is qualified to bring a get. Chutz mecher shayt of a cotton. So it can't be pshat that it's an individual who is a cherish, because he's disqualified from bringing the get. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yosef, to be able to explain that Mishnah, who is the individual that is unable to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Hanch b'mayskin, k'goy shenos loikus shebikeach, that the get was delivered, that the get was given to him, to give to the wife when he should, when it's a bekeach. However, before he could actually give the get, he became a cherish. So ask the Gemara, L'Rava, according to the Rava, that the reason why we need to say b'fanei nechtam is because the key, because we need to have a way to mekayim the get. And therefore, says the Gemara, we understand when the Mishnah says that even though this shliach can't say b'fanei nechtam, all hope is not lost. Because we could still, as the Mishnah said, as the Gemara Mishnah says, rely on two Edim to come and tell us what, who, tell us to certify the get. But according to Rabbah, who says that the concern is shaloi l'shma, says the Gemara, if the concern is shaloi l'shma, so because we'll have two people that could certify the get, that won't make that a viable situation. We still, the certification of the get doesn't prove that the get was written l'shma. The Rashbah says that we can't explain that we're referring here to a situation that he became a cherish after he was appointed, before he brought the get to the wife, because it doesn't make a difference. When we speak about a person being qualified or not qualified, the moment that we have to decide on is not the moment when he was appointed, but rather the moment we have to focus on is when we want him to fulfill his shlichus, his job. And if at the moment we want him to fulfill his job, he's not qualified to fulfill the job, because at that point he's a cheresh shoyt of a katan, doesn't make a difference what he was at the point that he was appointed. That isn't what the halacha focuses on. The halacha focuses on what he is at the time that we want him to do the shlichus. The Ram points out that why don't we say, why do we have to explain, he says, that we're speaking about a cheresh, who we know, as we just discussed, is an individual who halachically is not considered a bardas, considered an individual with proper intellect. Why don't we say that we're talking about a ilim? A ilim is an individual who can't speak. And why don't we say that our Gemara, that the Mishnah there is talking about an ilim, and an ilim can't speak, and therefore he can't say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav. So the Ran and many other Rishonim point out, because a ilim could write the b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And Tosfos doesn't necessarily agree. So, but many Rishonim say that testifying b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, by writing b'fani nechtam, is adequate. There are Rishonim, as I said, that don't agree. And the question is, the truth is, we should, as we look at this Gemara, it should be a case, we should accept writing. Because as we've been learning, and we'll continue learning, the regular halacha of Eidus doesn't apply here. And the halacha is that b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, it could be said even by one shliach. So the halacha should be, if one shliach is trusted, why can't writing be the same? So the Mashal explains, particularly according to the explanation of Rava, that the b'fani nechtam is a form of kiyum. Kiyum normally has to be done by the edim coming and testifying. So yes, this, as we've learned and will continue learning, is a more lenient form of kiyum, but explains the Mashal, the basic halachas of kiyum still apply here. And the basic halacha of kiyum is that it has to be done verbally, not in writing. The Beis Shmuel says that the reason that an Elam is different, he's considered a person who can't speak. In other words, he says, you have to have the potential to be able to speak. But if you don't have the potential of being able to speak, you become disqualified. So here we said that the Gemara said that where's the case, the shliach delivered the get when he was still a bikayach. However, so what does that mean? He immediately became a cheresh. And what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is that his shlichus is considered a valid shlichus. The issue here is that he wasn't able to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. When did he become a cheresh? He became a cheresh immediately after he gave the wife the get. So Rabbi Chanan, in his Svarim, particularly in his Sefer, Kibitz Biurim, Ois Dalid, uses this Gemara to help us fundamentally understand a halachic concept. We know, as we often have learned, that there is a concept of Torkedei Dibur, that if you do anything, you could still retract Torkedei Dibur. The halacha of Torkedei Dibur tells us that you could fix, if you said the wrong sphira, you could correct yourself Toit Kedei Dibur. These are all included in the concept of Toit Kedei Dibur. But there's a fundamental question that we need to understand in understanding the concept of Toit Kedei Dibur. Does Toit Kedei Dibur mean that until the period of time, whatever amount of time it is, Toit Kedei Dibur is over, the act that we're focusing on is not considered halachically completed until Toit Kedei Dibur is over? Or whatever you did is done. Chazal gave us an opportunity to change our mind or whatever, Toit Kedei Dibur. If it's still Toit Kedei Dibur, we could change our mind. But what we've done is already done. So he says, our Gemara is a raya, that the way the halacha understands Toit Kedei Dibur is that what's done is done. Toit Kedei Dibur only means that you have a right to change during that period. Why? So he explains as follows. What happened in our Gemara? In our Gemara, the Bikeach gave the get to the woman when this person gave the get to the woman while he was still a Bikeach. But as the Gemara said, he immediately became a Cheresh. If he immediately became a Cheresh, Toit Kedei Dibur, if the way to understand Toit Kedei Dibur means that until the period of time of Toit Kedei Dibur passes, that Locha doesn't view as what you did happened, so then even the giving of the get wasn't done properly because this individual became a Cheresh, Toit Kedei Dibur. It must be, says Rabbi Chanan, that Toit Kedei Dibur only gives you a right to change your mind or correct, but not that until the period of Toit Kedei Dibur is over, that Locha views it as nothing happened. Because if that were the understanding, he explains the Toit Kedei Dibur, then the halacha ought to be that not only is there a problem that it wasn't said, there's a much more fundamental problem, that the get wasn't considered delivered, because if he became a Cheresh, Toit Kedei Dibur, what that order tell us is that he never properly gave the get. The Gemara never suggested that since he became a Cheresh, he never properly gave the get. Clearly, an indication, says Rabbi Chanan Zatzal, that this means that he gave the get, but he became a Cheresh Toit Kedei Dibur, and he can't say b'fani nechta. So, as the Gemara, the Mishnah over there said it can be corrected by bringing Edom to certify the get. But how will the bringing of the Edom to certify the get solve the issue that we need somebody to testify it was done l'shma? Answers. The Gemara Hachamai Meskinen, that Mishnah is referring to a situation, Lachashlamdu. After the people of Medina Siyam became aware of the halacha of l'shma, and since they became aware of that halacha, there's no reason to be concerned, that it wasn't written l'shma. And the Ritva explains that what that Mishnah is really teaching us is that even though before they became familiar with the halacha of l'shma, b'fanei nechtam was necessary to be said, but the Mishnah is teaching us that they did not make a gzeira la'achashlamdu after they know the halacha because of the time that they didn't know the halacha. If now they know the halacha, we don't need to be concerned, and we don't need b'fanei nechtam. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara Yochel Nami, even in the case where Baruch Hashem, the Shliach, can't say b'fanei nechtam, why is it necessary to say it? We are only saying it because of Lishma, but the Lishma is not a concern anymore. Answers the Gemara, Kazer Shema Yachzadavah L'Kakula. We have to say that we are concerned that things will revert back, and they will not know the halacha l'shma, and that's why the halacha remains in place. So the Marsha and the Ramshif ask that we learned in yesterday's shir, the Rava Moidele L'Rava. Rava agrees that there is a concern of there aren't people who are going to be able to certify this get if there's a complaint raised against it. So the question is, that issue isn't resolved l'achashalomdu. So what's the pshat So of course we need b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam. So he explains that the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. Yes, b'fani nechtam is still necessary because we're concerned that people, because we're concerned that if an issue is raised about the get, how can we defend it? But what the Gemara, the way to understand is as follows. Yes, if the shliach could say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, of course he should say it. That will resolve if there will be any complaints about the get. But here we're speaking about a person who can't say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. What does the Mishnah say? What must we do? We have to look for two people who could certify the get. Why would the Mishnah say that we have to go out of the way to look for those two people? Yes, if we have the shliach that could say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, do it, that's best. But to say that until we find those two people, the get is not a good get, for the concern that somebody's going to raise a complaint, and who's going to be Mekayim the Shtar, that isn't a good enough reason to have to go look for two people now. Says the Gemara, if we're worried, ask the Gemara, nami. Even if a person can't say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, the halacha ought to be that there's a problem. Answers the Gemara, correct. Once Chazal make a gzeira, the gzeira should stand. But we also have another rule, says the Gemara. Pikeich v'nischarish, that the case that we're discussing, which is such a unique situation, that the person who delivered the get was Baruch Hashem healthy, and just at the moment after he gave the get, he lost his power of hearing and speaking, is certainly a milsad l'shchicha. It's something unusual. And throughout Shas, we have a rule, Chazal don't institute rules for these unusual cases. And therefore, given that they know b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta, they know the din of Lashma. And this is the way the Ksav Sofer explains. If they didn't know the halach of Lashma, so there's nothing we could do to help. They do know the halach of Lashma. The only reason we're keeping the halacha b'fani nechtam is because we're concerned that things may revert back and they won't know that halacha. So therefore, we keep the same b'fani nechtam. In this unusual case, we waive that requirement. But ask the Gemara, Isha, we learned that if a woman, if the wife herself brings the get, then the halacha she has to say b'fani nechtam. Ask the Gemara, that certainly is unusual that a woman should bring the get. What does it mean it's unusual? It's not necessarily unusual that a woman should show up in Beis Din to bring a get, to show that she's divorced. But what's the case of that Mishnah, of Daf Chav Gimel that we spoke about? The case is that she was given a get in Medina Sayam, but her husband told her, I'm giving you the get, but the get will not be effective until you come to the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, and saying, I'm the shliach to bring my get to myself. And not that I got the vow, and now the get should be effective at the moment that this happens in the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael. Not that the get became effective when the husband gave her the get in Medina Siyam. And we're going to, so that's certainly a very unusual case. And yet we go, the Mishnah says, Hisha atzma v'yigita, if a woman brings her own get, it's fine. But even if she's the shliach for her own get, she still has to go through the procedure. But we're saying now that by milsad l'shchicha, Chazal didn't make such rules. Answers the Gemara, shloi tachlik b'shlichas. Once Chazal made a rule that a shliach has to say b'fani nechtam, then it stays always. And as the Rashba explains, Rashba explains the Gemara as follows. Avada, certainly, we want b'fani nechtam to be maintained. And therefore, in any situation where b'fani nechtam can be said, it has to be said. Only in the case that we just discussed, where it was the b'kech and the scharish, which is unusual, and besides that it's unusual, it's a case where unfortunately he can't say b'fani nechtam now because of his situation. That's where we waive the requirement. But where we don't have to waive the requirement, we don't. Ihachi, Ask the Gemara if that's the way we're learning. That wherever b'fani nechtan can be said, it should be said, Baal Nami. Then even if the husband himself is the one that brings the get, he should have to say b'fani nechtam for the consistency purposes. Yet Alam Etanya, we learned the Braisa, who atzmai shevi gitoi, if the husband himself brought the get, and it's achlam b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Why? If we're looking for consistency, why here are we not looking? Why not here are we not insisting on that? Says the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Tamamai Amar Rabbanan. Says the Gemara. Why did Chazal institute Tzarech Lam Mefanei Nechtam Mefanei Nechtam? Why? Dima also bar Ma'ar Apostle. The primary reason is because we're concerned that the husband may issue a complaint about the get. But Hashta Minka Nakad Lebiyodei. If the husband himself is the one that's bringing the get, Arura Kamarale, is there any reason to be concerned that he's going to raise any issue? There's no reason to be concerned about that. And as Rabbi Nochem explains, we're not concerned that he's going to raise an issue about the signature and the kashrus of the get. And we're also not concerned that he's going to say it was Shloi Lishma. Because if that's what he believes, why didn't he say it right away? Says the Gemara Toshma, the Baimene Shmuel Rav Huna, Shnaim Shaviu Get. If two people brought a get, they were the ones to deliver the get, Medina Sayyam. Tzricha Shayimru, they have to declare, Befaneinu Nichta Befanei Nechtam. Oy Ein Tzrichim. The question is it necessary? Amalei, so Rav Huna said, Ein Tzrichim. That they don't have to say that. Because Ma Elo Yayimru, if two Edom were to show up in Bezdin, says the Gemara, if two Edom show up in Bezdin, they say, we saw as this woman was divorced, Mila Mehemni, would they not be believed? Certainly that would be believed. So there's no reason that they have to say, they could just say a testimony that they know she's divorced. So ask the Gemara, the Rava, who says that the concern is that there may be a claim against the get, and what will we do when there is such a claim? So the Gemara resolved it, because the two Edom, the two Shlichim, who brought the get, will testify that the get was properly delivered to her. But the Rava, that says that they have to say b'fani nechtam because of Lishma, why, if two people bring the get, is it different than if one person to get? Says the Gemara, my skin lach shalamdu. The Gemara here is talking about a case where they already learned. There is no concern that the get was not written Lishma. Ask the Gemara, hachi chad nami. So then the halacha ought to be that even when one person delivers the get, b'fani nechtam need not be said. We don't have to worry about Lishma. Answers the Gemara, Chazal were concerned that things will revert back and they won't know the halacha b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Ask the Gemara if that's what we're concerned about. Yochebe trei nami, even if two people bring the get, that should be the case. Answers the Gemara. Be trei the ma'isa get. Two people bring a get as a mitzvah l'shchicha. It's unusual. Why would I need to appoint two people to bring a get when one person is more than enough? They trade the mesagit to milsud loyshchicha, and milsud loyshchicha loygazru barabbanan. Chazal said that they didn't make that rule, and as Tosfos explains that, so why would at this point, as the Gemara asked in the previous year, if that's the case, what's the difference between Rava and Rava? So it says Tosfos, there's still a nafkamina that, according to Rav, that the concern is Lishma, that we would need to say L'chat chila b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. According to Rava, we don't need to say b'fani nechtam if there's two people. But ask the Gemara, how can we use this answer, that if it's unusual, we don't say b'fani nechtam? Didn't we learn earlier in our shir that Isha, if a woman herself brings her own get, which is certainly d'lashchicha, certainly uncommon, and yet tanani isha atzma via gita, a woman can bring her own get, ovad shi atzma tzrich loim, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Answers the Gemara, shloitach v'shlichas. You're right. It shouldn't be necessary. It's unusual. But Chazal wanted to treat all cases the same. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, when the husband brings the get, the halacha ought to be that b'fani nechta should be said. If there's a concept that we're proposing now of shleitachel b'shlichus, says the Alamatanya, yet we quoted in our shiur today already a brisa, that who atzma shevi gitai, if the husband himself brings the get, and it's arachleima b'fenem nechta b'fani nechta, to which the Gemara answers, tamamai amar rabbonon, what did Chazal say? We're concerned that the husband is going to disqualify the get. Here, if the husband is holding the get himself, are we going to be concerned? Says the Gemara. So that's how we've been able to defend the opinion of Rabbah against the questions that have been posed in today's shiur. Says the Gemara. Toshma, the Brisa says, Hamevi get Medina Siyam. If a get was brought from Medina Siyam, the Nasun law, and it was given to the woman, if we can certify the signature, the signature's kosher, then the get is kosher. Vimlav, but if we can't, the get is possible. Have it, says the Gemara, we didn't require the restatement of b'fani nechtam to say that it must be said and that the regular form of certification will not work. It's only to make it easier that even though there is normally a case, normally there's a process for kiyum shtaris, here b'fani nechtam could take its place. But ask the Gemara, according to Rava, this is well understood. B'fani nechtam was instituted because there was a concern that we won't always be able to be mekayim the shtar, to certify the shtar, and then we're going to have an issue with this get, and this is the way that this could be prevented. So that's why you have an option. You could either say b'fani nechtam, or if you don't want to say b'fani nechtam, you could be mekayim b'chesamav, you could certify the shtar. But according to Rabbah, asked the Gemara, that the purpose of b'fani nechtam is to testify that this get was written in l'shma. So asked the Gemara, is the purpose of saying, if that is the purpose of the saying b'fani nechtam, being mekayim, certifying the shtar, won't take care of that issue. Answers the Gemara, Hachem Aiskinen Lach Shalamdu. We're referring now to a place where they already know, where we know that they know the halach of lishma, and we don't need to be concerned about. But ask the Gemara, haven't we learned throughout our shir, V'amrit Gzeres Shama Yachsek Davel Kekulay, that we need to be concerned that things will revert back, and therefore, even though now they know lishma, we still have to say b'fani nechta v'chani nechta because of that. Answers the Gemara, that price is referring to a situation in Kishanissus where the woman already got married. Since the woman already got married and b'fani nechtam was not said, we're going to be lenient and allow her to stay with her husband, because otherwise we're going to have a situation that this woman who got married will have to divorce her husband. There'd be questions on the validity of the get, and therefore, if there were children with the second husband, their status as mamzerim would open up, and therefore, we're lenient. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, that it's specifically, that brice is only in a case where she already got married, and that is why we are being lenient. Havi, Ihachi, says the brice should have said, Shalahut shalom v'fani nechtam v'nechtal hachmalah v'lahakalah. The Brisa made a statement. Why are we being lenient? Because the entire point of saying b'fani nechtam is not to create hardship, but to make it easier for her. That's not the point. The point is mishum denisusu, because she already got remarried. Says the Gemara, this is what the Brisa says. If you'll suggest lahachmala, if b'fani nechtam was not recited, we ought to be machmer, ulafka, and make her get divorced from the second husband because she didn't follow the rule that Chazal established. To this, says the Braisa, that's not a situation that we want to have. Why is that not a situation that we want to have? Because we don't want the Mefani Nechtam should create that she has to get divorced. It's here only to create easier for her not to happen. Tamamai, and the Braisa continues to say, because what's the entire reason that Chazal said we have to say Mefani Nechtam, Mefani Nechtam? Because we are concerned, Dema Asi Balamaru, maybe the husband's going to issue a complaint, apostle, and will disqualify the get. Says the Gemara, that is something that we maybe need to be concerned about, but it isn't in front of us at this point. Hash the Baal Loi Kamaru. At this point, the husband isn't saying anything. So Anan Nekev and Naralo, why should we create problems? Why should we create problems that don't exist? So suggest the Gemara, the machlokes that we've been learning of Rab and Rava, perhaps is beplukted Rabbi Yochanan and Bishum Belevi. That's a machlokes tanoim. Chad Amar, one says that the reason you have to say b'fanin nechtam is l'fishay b'kiin l'shma, like Rabba, v'chad Amar l'fishay made him tzuim l'kaime, like Rava. But the Gemara did not identify who holds what. Says the Gemara, t'staim de Bishum and Levi, who dam l'fishay b'kiin l'shma. It's Rabbi Shimon Levi that's concerned about the Lishma. Because says the Gemara, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba Isigit, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba once brought a get, the Kameh Rabbi Shimon Levi. He brought a get from Dinas Hayam in front of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Vamalei, and he asked him, Tzrich Lameh Mefech Nechtam Mefane Nechtam. Eloi, must this Mefane Nechtam be recited or not? Amalei, to which Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Loi Tzrichas, it's not necessary. Why? Because Loi Amru, Chazal only instituted saying b'fanin nechtam el b'darish rishonim in the earlier generations when ein b'kin l'shma, the people in Medina Sayyam did not know the halach of l'shma. Ava b'darish achronim, later on, the b'kin l'shma, that they became familiar with that halacha, we don't need to say b'fanin nechtam. So we clearly see from here, says the Gemara, to Stayim, that Rabbi Shimon Levi is like Rabba, concerned about Lishma. But ask the Gemara, how can we understand this? But Tisbara, haven't we been learning since the Aftalah Rama days that Rabbi Islay the Rava, Rabbi agrees that there is still a consideration of Shein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaima. He only adds that there's a concern of Lishma, but it's not that it's only Lishma, it's not that the other concern is not there. Void, Hamrinan, haven't we been learning throughout our shir, that even if Baruch Hashem, we live in a time that in Medina Sayyam, they Baruch Hashem know the din of Lishma, but throughout our shir, we've been learning the concept that we need to be concerned, Shem Yachzadav L'Kakula, things will revert back. Ella, Rishim Ba'Abba wasn't by himself. In the Shachrin HaHavabadeh, there was someone else with him, V'Hadalai Chashavlai, and therefore, as we've learned, when two people bring a get after we live in a time where they know the din of Lishma, we don't have to say b'fani nechtam. For as we learned on Amun Aleph, that's a milsad l'shchicha, and a milsad l'shchicha l'gos b'rabbanon, and therefore there's a no need to say in such time and place b'fani nechtam. So the vart here was that there were two people. Says the Gemara, but if there were two people, we only mention Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, why is the other person not mentioned? Mishim kfaided Rav Shimon, but we don't want to mention somebody else's name when we're speaking about Rav Shimon. Itmar, says the Gemara. The Gemara now begins a discussion when the Shliach gives a get, in front of how many people must he give the get? Itmar, b'fnei kama noson loy, in front of how many people does the get have to be given? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina says the Gemara, it's a machlokes and between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, Chanam b'fnei shnayim, two say in front of two people, v'charam b'fnei shloisha, it has to be before three dayanim. Says the Gemara t'stayim, again, we don't know who holds what. Says the Gemara t'stayim, I'll prove you that Rabbi Yochanan the Amar b'fnei shnayim. It's Rabbi Yochanan who says that two people is adequate. The Ravan Bar Avchizda Isaac Gitel Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Ravan Bar Avchizda brought a get in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Vamle Zil Havle Bapitrei. Give the get in front of two people. Vemlu and the clear Befani Nechtam. To Stein, we clearly see that it's enough to give a get. It's enough to give a get in front of two people. So we had here a machloikus of Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina. In front of how many people must the get be delivered? Two or three. And now we know that it's Rabbi Yochanan who says that two is enough. What's the basis of this machloikus? Suggest the Gemara. Lema b'hokamifki. The mandam of Neshnayim. The mandam says that's enough to give it in front of two. Kesov ofish evikin l'shma. The reason is that we're concerned that the get was not done l'shma. And now if the shliach is going to say in front of two edim that it was done l'shma, so now I have two edim. Now I have two edim that could testify that the get was done l'shma, and that's all I need. Madam of Neshleisha, Kesav l'fish ein edim mitzuyim l'kayma. And as we've been saying, this saying of b'fani nechtam is another form of being mekayim the get. And therefore, whenever we want to do kiyum shtaris, we need to have three dayonim. Ask the Gemara, the Tisbara, is that a good way to understand? V'ha, in the previous machloikis, when we had the machloikis of Yochanan and Shimon ben Levi, we proved that Reb Shimon ben Levi says the reason for b'fani nechtam is because they don't know l'shma. If it's Reb Shimon Levi who holds that the reason we say b'fani nechtam is because of l'shma consideration, so it's obvious that Reb Yochanan explanation that he's concerned about kiyum. So if he's concerned for kiyum, so how? How could Rabbi Yochanan suggest that two people hearing the b'fani nechtam is adequate? We need to have three people to do the kiyum, and kiyum needs, as we said, three dayanim. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, "V'hoi, haven't we been repeating over and over? Rava eslay." Rava agrees with Rava's concern. If Rava agrees with Rava's concern that kiyum is a consideration, so then how will we understand anybody suggesting that two is enough? El Kul Alma says the Gemara, the way to understand the machlokes is this way: being an edim mitzuyim l'kaimai, we need to have three dayanim, because kiyum requires three dayanim. What is the situation here? What is the issue here? The issue here is b'shliach nasa aid v'aid nasa dayin kamilski. Can a shliach become an aid, and then can an aid be a dayin? Mandam b'fnei shnayim. The mandam that says you only have to say in front of two people holds shliach nasa aid v'aid nasa dayin. So we'll have two people in front of whom the get was given, and this shliach will become the third dayin. And therefore, since he becomes the third dayan, we have the three people we need to have for kiyum shtaris. Indeed, it would agree that a shliach could be an aid, but it ain't aid nasa dayan. He can't become a dayan, and therefore we have to have three other people. We have to have three other people besides the shliach to be able to verify the get, because the shliach himself is not adequate. That the Eter paskins that when a get was brought from one city to another city in Eretz Yisrael, we could do it without two edim, because there's no need to declare b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. The Rashba disagrees with the Eter, and the Rashba holds that it's always required that a get should be given in front of two edim. We always have to have two edim. Going back to a concept that we discussed in our previous year, and which we will discuss many times in Mitzvah Shem in the future, we paskin like Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar says, Edim is sirikarti. The get is effective when it's handed over, and therefore you need to have two Edim at that point. So how do we understand the opinion of the Eter? The Eter, says Rebbe Kiva Eger, who says that a shliach can give in a get, even if there's only one person there, goes back to what we just learned. We just learned that everybody agrees that shliach should nasa aid. So since shliach nasa aid, there's only a question if aid nasa dayin. But everybody agrees, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the shliach could be an aid. So if the get is given in front of one person, the shliach will be the second aid. So now, if that's the case, how do we understand the Rashba's opinion? So he says, the Rosh says a beautiful explanation. When a shliach is delivering a get on behalf of the husband, what does the shliach become? Since there's a rule throughout the very common learned concept of shlucha shel adam kamaisai, my shliach is considered as like me. So that means that the shliach who's delivering the get is in the place of the husband. The husband certainly cannot be an aid to the giving of the get. Why can the husband not be aid to the giving of the get? Because a husband is a baal dover. And if the shliach is the shlucha shel adam kamaisoi, so then he can't, says the Rashba, that even if we'll say shliach nas aid, not under these circumstances. So we're learning now that the machloikis here is aid nas a dayin, can the shliach who could become the dayin, also could the shliach become a dayin? If the shliach can become a dayin, he could serve as the third man, if not. So the Turei Evan asks a question. He says that the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, teaches us that as a Din Torah is completed, there's a procedure. The Dayanim have to be sitting and the Edim have to be standing. So if the Shliach is going to be both the Eid and the Dayan, then how could he be sitting and standing at the same time? Says the Gemara, that says the Torah Evan, that when we say that the Edom have to be standing, that's only as long as they're going to be interrogated. But here, then, once the interrogation is over, they could sit. That's the Torah Evan's teretz. The Emri Baruch gives a different teretz, that even though normally a shliach, an aid has to stand and a dayan has to sit, but there are exceptions. Just like the halacha is, if the aid is a Talmud Chacham, because of Tekavat HaTorah, we let him sit. In this case also, it'll be such a situation. But that of Farshim asks, we're learning now that there's a fundamental machlokes of aid nasa dayin or not. So the question is, the Mefarshim asked, the Yitta Panim asked this question, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that sees everything that we do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the one that judges us. So the question is, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be both the aid and the dayin? Says the Yitta Panim, why can't an aid be a dayin? Because once you're an aid in the story, you become partial to what you believe happened. The first rule of a dayin is that he has to be impartial. Says the Yitta Panim, that we can say about human beings. Human beings come with all sorts of negias, with all sorts of calculations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who represents pure honesty, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Midrash Shmuel goes, takes that a step further, there is no question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make mistakes. And therefore, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could be the aid and the dayan. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say that the machlokes here is if aid nasa dayin or not? The kaimelon, haven't we learned that the halacha is the bidrabbanon? When we're dealing with a drabbanon, the halacha is aid nasa dayin. And here we're saying that it can't be a dayin. Elohacha b'halacha mufki. The masover kim the ishik share lahavis a get. Since, as we've been learning throughout a shir, a woman is capable to bring a get. Zim the ma'aseh itasa. Sometimes it's the woman herself that brings the get, and we're used to saying that you only need two people. But in such a case, two people would not be adequate. And therefore, because of that, Chazal instituted that in all situations you need to have three dayanim. Vidach, And the Mandom that says that two are enough says, Isha Medi Diya. When a woman brings the get, it's well known what happened here. And therefore, Loisam Chalo will know that in such a case, we need to have three Dayonim, not just two. It says the Gemara Tanya Kavosei Rabbi Yochanan that two people are inadequate to give the get in front of two people, because Hamevi get Medina Siyam, the Nosson law, if a funny nachta b'funny nachtam was not recited, yoytzei, the halach is that they have to get divorced from the second husband. And if there were children from the second marriage, havla mamza divra rameya. For as we've been learning, Rameya's opinion is, kol ha-mishana, whoever deviates from what Chazal instituted in Hilchus Gittin, yoytzei v'havlad mamzer. V'chomaymer en havlad mamzer. Ketz yasa. What should we do? Yitlan amena, take back the get. V'yachz v'yitnanel b'fnei shnayim, give the get again in front of two people. V'yoymer b'fanei nechtam. So Tosis makes a very important point. He says that, what does the Gemara say? That you have to give the get again. Why is it not adequate that we should have the person say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Why does it have to have that we have to redo the giving of the get? Says Tosis, from here we see that b'fanei nechtam is only kosher to be said during the nesinas haget. Saying it independently is not going to be satisfactory. And says the Maram Shif, based on this, that just like we're saying, as Tosfos is teaching us, that b'fanei nechtam cannot be said after the get was given, it could also not be said before. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, as we said, Rameya, b'shum d'loyam b'fanei nechtam, because it wasn't said, yoytzev avlad mamzer, why are we being so strict? Answers the Gemara, in, Rameya l'tamei, anybody who deviates from what Chazal instituted by Gittin, the halacha is yoytz ve'vlad ha-mamzer. Says the Gemara, Bahedya boy lasuya gita. Bahedya wanted to be a shliach to bring a get from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Osla kameder of Achai. He came to Rav Achai, that was Muna Gitti. He was the person who was in charge of Gittin. You have to watch the writing of every letter of the get. And then he came to Rav Ami Ravasi. If you're going to say, you know, I have here two opinions, and I'll be machmer and be there for every letter, that is not acceptable. Because what's going to happen is people who weren't there by every letter are going to start being concerned that those gittin aren't good gittin, and therefore don't do so. Rashi says that why did they have an individual mamuna gittin? Because the halacha is the komishen yidei b'tiv gittin v'kedushin. Anyone who's not familiar with these halachas lo ya'esek imam. So that's why they appointed somebody who we knew was familiar with these halacha. And as the Taz says, there's so many details in writing and giving of a get, you have to have somebody who's familiar. Derma, however, says that if you have somebody who wrote a get and he doesn't have smicha, ordination to write gittin, we still consider b'di'evad the get to be a good get. So the Gemara had here two opinions. Does he have to be there for the writing of every letter or not? Says derived, from here we see that they were concerned about lishma. Because if the entire concern is about the validity of the get, we don't have to be there for every letter. But so we see from here that they were concerned about lishma. The Rant says it's not true. The Rant says that even if the concern is just about kiyum, but what does the shliach say, as we're learning from the beginning of the Masechta? And that is, we're learning that you say b'fanei nechtav. What do the words b'fanei nechtav mean, says the Ran? The words b'fanei nechtav mean, I saw the writing. If you didn't see the writing, what you're saying is not true. So even though a strong argument could be made if the entire concern is about kiyum. There's no reason to see every. There's no necessity to see every letter. But once you say b'fani nechta, what you say has to be true. The Mordechai says a very interesting halacha. Our Gemara just introduced the concept. Don't do a chumra that could cause that nimtzat the moyes ilaz al gitna rishonim. So we know that when one writes Hebrew over the letters shatnas gats, we write crowns. You look at those letters in the Sefer Torah, they have crowns. Let's say you want to add crowns to a get. So the Mordechai suggests that we shouldn't, because that will cause people who don't have getting written that way to be concerned that their get is not kosher. Says the Truma Sedeshin disagrees. He disagrees. He says only where there's no reason to be machmer is the halacha, you don't have to be machmer. However, in a case where the halacha points us in the direction that we should be machmer, then the halacha is that we should be machmer. Rav Achana Aisigita, Palga Ichtav Kamei, half of the get was, he was standing, he was the shliach, and the get was written in his presence, or Palga Lai Ichtav Kamei. Also Kamei Drabba Lazar, Amalai Afiloi Kosv El Shita Ach Lashma, even if just one letter, one line was written Lashma, the halacha is Shuvei Netzarech, that is adequate. There, because as soon as we know the get was started to be written Lishma, there's a fair assumption, and we'll speak about this more in our coming year, that the entire get was written Lishma. There are others that disagree with that pshat. It's not that the first line. What also has to be written is we have to know that the husband's name and the wife's name and the place that the get was written all have to be written Lishma. That is the minimum that should be considered a kosher get.